I need the dulcet tones of a begging chastity pet, like I need my multivitamin every morning. I could probably do okay without it, but it makes my day so much better when it's a regular part of my regimen. Or maybe it's more like music. I always have a few locked cocks on my roster, but believe me, each of you will be special to me. You're like a chorus, all singing the same song with your moans of desperation, but each adding his own special character to the harmony. There's the long-time experienced chastity slave who perhaps came to me already caged and was simply looking to give his key to an experienced chastity mistress in tribute. He's a bass, I think. Calm and deep, with vibrations that shoot right to my clit. There's the short-term chastity slave, who only wants to try things out for a little while, but who is committed to the experiment. He's my soloist. Then there's the neophyte, who's never tried chastity before, but who has long been fascinated and aroused by the idea, with no conception of where he will go. He's usually the one who leaves the length of the cocklock up to me. Perhaps the fact that he leaves it to me is indicative of his lack of experience. But soon, he will become my soprano. His begging is usually especially acute, penetrating. He's the one I'm most tempted to push to new heights. Which one are you? Certainly you must be one of those, or you wouldn't be here. Come on, stroke boy. Let me hold your key, so you can sing Miss Rachel a pretty song. To learn more about me and my kinky tastes, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.